Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Ruth? Can you say this? Can you say... Rob?
No.
Beckett?
Patty.
And can you say... Josh?
Yes.
Widdicombe?
Widdicombe.
Yeah! Good girl!
Well, they went big there, didn't they?
Big fan of that enthusiasm.
Hi, Rob, Josh and Mr. Voice Michael. Here's our 18-month-old daughter, Ruth, saying your names. Thanks for helping me through some tough times as a new dad. Keep being relatable. We're looking forward to seeing you at the Manchester show. Cheers, Tom, from Sheffield. See you there, Tom.
Shh, go on, Tom.
Go on,
big
Tom.
Up, Tom and Ruthie.
How are you, Rob?
I'm good. I'm good. I've been quite busy, so a bit stretched.
And yes,
so
I've
we're
been
recording
stretched.
This Monday morning. So I've been quite stretched because my daughters are off school today.
Oh,
so
ooh.
Hear this out. So
okay, I will.
Well, our family. I swear we've been ill since January. Like, there's not been like a day without one of us. You know, we've not all been ill the whole time, but one of us having a bit of a cough or a bit tired or a bit phlegmy or for like 3-4 months, right?
Yeah.
And then like, because my eldest has got a cough and she was coughing and she said, one of the teachers at school says I shouldn't be in school with a cough. And I went, well, if you weren't in school with a cough, you'd be fucking homeschooled because you've had a cough for 4 months. So what do you want me to do about it? So do we go in with a cough or does my children not get an education? What are we doing? What are we doing about it? Anyway,
so you didn't overreact.
I just said that internally, which is what makes you more stressed,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been doing a week of some top level internalizing, and it's not good.
I cannot wait to get onto that. last night, over the weekend, even the last couple of weekends, we've been trying to not. I've been promising to go swimming, but they're not well enough. They're just sort of tired and run down and a bit, you know, arguing and stuff. So we had a very chilled day on. Because I went up to Crufts.
Oh, yeah.
I did Crufts on Saturday with Fred. Yeah. I stayed in a hotel Friday night in Solihull with my dog Fred, and I had the worst night's sleep I've had since my children had croup. I've never been in a hotel room with a dog.
Yeah, what does the dog do in a hotel room?
Growl, mainly. Growl and bark at anything. The problem
is... Was the dog sleeping on the bed with you, or did you have to take the cage?
Hey, the dog was in... I was tempted to sleep in the bath and let the dog have the bed at that point. Didn't
just,
take the
this
cage.
This is from Rob and Ramesh, presumably, right? You weren't actually...
Yeah, having a bit of bonding time.
Yeah, I'm just checking. Fred wanted to go to Crufts to see some dogs. You thought, I'll take him.
Yeah, I'll take him, but why not? So the problem is, the dog doesn't... Fred... Got to get better at that. Fred, my dog, the dog, doesn't realise we're in a hotel. He just thinks people are burgling our house.
No shit.
He just thinks someone's burgling our house every 10 minutes because there's someone in the corridor.
Yeah.
And then he's just so... You're trying to get asleep, then you hear... And then I turn all the lights off, but it had blackout blinds, right? And he sleeps downstairs with, like, there's no curtains kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the blackout blinds went off. He went... He like, absolutely looked like... I think he thought we'd been killed. He went mental. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll leave the light on. So I'm laying there with the light on with the dog basically next to my face.
Oh, my God. Knowing that you're filming the next day.
Yeah, no, I'm filming. Long day of filming as well. So it's basically 9 till 6 the next day and then driving home from Birmingham. So I'm laying there and the dog's snuggled up right into my head. Every time someone walks past, and starts and I'm nearly barking my head off. And then the problem is, though, in the middle of the night, he was doing it every noise. So I reckon I had about 20 minutes of sleep, max, wake up. 20 minutes of sleep, wake up. Awful night's sleep. And the problem is, dogs' hearing's really good.
Yeah.
Do you know about this?
No, but I can buy that.
They're well good at hearing, mate. Yeah. Right, really good at hearing, yeah? So, it's completely silent. Countryside hotel, nothing.
Yeah.
You hear... Fred, there's nothing going on, mate. I don't mind you barking at someone, but there's nothing happening. And then you hear... And then I'm like, there's nothing going on. And then about 10 minutes later, you hear a taxi pull up. I'm like, how good these fucking ears? He must have heard them ordering it on the fucking app.
And is Ramesh having the same thing in his room?
Well, he's, I don't, not as bad, because he brought his whole family up and they got to the hotel earlier in the day. So the dog's used to the room.
Oh, I see.
I got up there about 8, 9 o'clock and thought we'll just hit the hay. But dog's not used to travelling like I travel, is he?
Of course.
So he's barking all night, and then so I get no sleep whatsoever. And then we go and do crufts all day, come back, and then we have Sunday morning, we have a nice chill day, then I have to go and do Radio 2 in the afternoon. So it's been a bit stretched and stuff, and trying to see the kids.
Yeah, that's a classic relaxed weekend with the kids. And so they're ill.
The eldest has got a bit of a cough, but she's not really ill, but she's got a terrible cough, okay? Yeah. The youngest has been complaining about having bad ears. She was up all night with bad ears, and then she hasn't got a temperature, but then her ear's really red, and then she was going, my ears hurt, and was distraught. So we're like, well, she can't go in. She's got bad ears. She can't go in. And as we're having a discussion, I can hear, and I'm like, I think she's coughing more because she can hear this. The eldest, right? And she's really coughing.
Also, so she started smoking, didn't she, over Christmas?
Yeah, she's vaping now. Yeah. So she's really coughing. So we go, I tell you what we'll do is, if one's off, it doesn't matter if another one's off. So let's just, it's actually easier. Let's keep them both off. We can't take one off who's not well and the other one's going in with a bad cough. Let's keep them off for the day, right? The youngest, we've just gone to the doctors, bad virus, which is why it's all inflamed, not needing antibiotics, just rest fluids, Calpol, Nurofen and all that, right? Yeah. Nurofen is working, to be fair. So we're doing that. And I reckon if she has a full day of just on the sofa all day, she could probably go back tomorrow, at worst Wednesday. Yeah. This is the youngest. Yeah. The oldest, I've never seen a less unwell kid in my life. Since it turned 8:05 and we've missed the school run, she's fucking flying. She's, can I go play outside? Absolutely not. You can't play outside.
At least pretend.
I know. And then because Lou took the youngest to the doctors and I'm doing this with you and I'm in the garden, she's in the house. I was like, stay in the house. I'm down here if you need me.
Yeah.
Within 30 seconds, she came down, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm a bit bored. Can I play in the garden? I was like, no, go back to the house. And then there's a scooter by my office. And she went, can I go on the scooter? I went, no. Go back in the house. She went, well, if I scooter to the house, I'll get there quicker and I won't get more ill. So she's done me on that. She's had a little guy on the scooter. Yeah. But so we've got two kids off school at the moment and Lou's having to reschedule a couple of things.
And what's wrong with your youngest?
So she's come into the doctors. She's basically got a bad virus. The snot and phlegm collects in their tubes and makes the ear painful and pressured because she's all clogged up.
Are you reading
and
the text?
And it can make their jaw ache. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's worse at night. So it's worse at night and first thing in the morning because they're not moving around as much and it all sits in the head and the chest.
Antibiotics?
Basically, Calpol and Nurofen and fluids until it sort of clears. So just rest is key.
Yeah.
So, so that's my...
Rob.
That's my morning. Days.
Yeah.
And I had to do a conference call about an event and I've got like them. I'm like, sorry, if I do it on audio rather than the Zoom? I can't get to my computer and the kid's unwell. And you can hear them in the background singing along to like Mr. Tumble. Absolutely fine. So just a classic.
Just when you think maybe, you know, this podcast. Is it always going to be us stressed? It is. It really is.
Well, that's the thing with kids, isn't it? Like, it's just. Everything's fine as long as nothing goes out of the schedule or goes slightly wrong. But we're okay though. Lou's not doing much this morning, so she couldn't watch them. And obviously, I'm a bit around this afternoon, so it's a quiet week for me this week, which is good.
That's good.
Before it gets super busy and stuff. But yeah, it's not too bad. But I was away. This is funny. On Friday, last Friday, I was filming. Again with the dog. I was up in Chelsea and I drove back and I got in at about 7 o'clock and I knew that Lou was somewhere and my father-in-law was picking one of my kids up from school and the other one was going on a play date, I think, right? So I assumed that when I got him at 7, Lou wouldn't be here because she's out and then my father-in-law would be there with one of my kids or maybe two. At about 7 o'clock, I thought, oh, he'll probably be there with two. I walk in my house, no one there. No one there. Lou's not answering a phone. So I ring my father-in-law and I said, Mick. He went, yep. I went, do you have my children? He goes, no.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, God.
So I'm stood there and this is the first time it's happened in my entire life as a parent. I had no idea where my children were. Not even an inkling. Not even, she's at someone's house. I didn't know the name of the parent, the name of the kid. And like, so I sort of knew one was orbiting Bromley somewhere. The other one, no fucking clue. Could be still at the school gates, as far as I'm concerned. And then try ringing Lou, no answer.
Oh, God.
So I just sat in my house on my own.
Did you not? What else could you do? I suppose you could have put it on the school WhatsApp groups.
Yes, but I don't want...
It's a bad message.
Hi, guys. Class rep here. Does anyone know where my children are? Anyone?
I don't think it's... I've tried
my father-in-law.
Your main issues are going to be removed from your class rep duties. That's your main issue. You want to protect...
That's my main issue, but it's not a great look, is it, to message the school group and say... Does anyone know my children are?
That's a good point. I think Lou might have words when she sees that.
Yeah. So, and then basically what it turned out was Lou had finished early and she'd come home, picked up our daughter and then drove her to pick up her other daughter from the play date. But the play date was at a place with no signal again.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what happened. So I just sort of sat there for an hour and a half.
On my own,
just thinking, what is life? Just me and the dog.
What is life?
Felt like the start of a cop drama. You know, just like middle-aged bloke of his dog. And then you don't really know why until later on in the series.
Yeah.
And then there's a flashback to an awful thing. How are you, though, Josh? You've had a busy week. It's been first of the two 40ths.
Yes. But before that, Rob.
Yeah.
Big news.
Go on.
Big news. I've been made class rep.
Have you?
I have. Yes.
So talk me through the process. This is for the reception of your eldest.
Yeah, the process, I wouldn't describe it as a huge political victory.
No.
Basically what happened, we're in a WhatsApp group with the parents, reception parents.
Yep.
It's an active WhatsApp group. It's a kind of thing where someone will put, does anyone know a good odd job man? And three people will have replied within half an hour. You know that kind
of... I do find that good. When you move to a new area or you don't know those little things in an area, it's great for, you know, I've got a chiropractor off the back of a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, exactly.
My back's so straight because of other parents.
Exactly. Who's doing this after school club? Bang, bang, bang. All the you know, it's an active WhatsApp group.
Sure, it's popping.
Yeah, last
it's
Monday.
Like punk in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. Last Monday, 10 a.m, one of the parents puts that the parent network, which is the PTA, basically, are looking for a class rep for reception class.
Yeah,
and wanted
sure.
to know if anyone would like to volunteer.
Okay, did you ask what it involved?
They say. It's basically just a voice for the group as a whole, feeding back concerns, issues the class have, blah, blah, blah.
So the thing there, the class has. So now, what I would say, you have to decide whether something is a class response. If it's very Brexit, because you don't want to go, oh, the homework's too confusing. If only five parents think that, you're going to have to break it to those five that you're not going back in two-footed.
No. I'll go back and I'll give exact stats. I'll name names, Rob.
Oh, you're one of those guys. You're one of them union leaders in the politicians' pockets. You're just giving them all the information so they can make the decision, rather than you need to go with the United Front, Josh. Have we learned nothing from Mick Lynch?
So this message gets put on at 2:50, right? First time in history, the group is completely silent.
And it's an active one. So how long's gone? How long's this been up there?
I took the job, Rob.
Yeah.
8:49 p.m.
And had there been a flurry of...
That was the first people... message and response.
I think it's a good decision, because if you go first, you're one and done.
That's
you set the
my
tone.
Thoughts,
There's
Rob.
Way less issues in reception than there are later on.
Exactly. That was my thought.
Because it doesn't really matter as much. Receptions, they're just sort of getting them used to wearing clothes and going in.
Exactly. So I'm now the class rep.
No offense to all those reception teachers out there. Love your work.
I'm the class rep now.
Yeah.
I've already delivered a couple of bits of news to the class. So far, I've only been passing news downwards rather than back upwards, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That what I'd say from my experience, it's a lot of forwarding on WhatsApp messages about a fireworks display.
Exactly. That's what we've had so
mainly
far.
Mainly that. Yeah.
So I've the new tote bags are available. Pass that on straight away.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And the date of the charity auction as well. That's been passed on.
Yeah. And the charity is always the school, isn't it? And you sort of think, are there any actual charities we could send this money to? No, just back into the school.
I, I, I don't scratch at that. I don't scratch at that completely.
Yeah. It's something I've picked. I was very much the charity's the school.
Yeah, I think there's a number of charities, but one of them's clearly the front runner.
The school. Yeah.
So, I've been doing that, basically.
Yeah, no, you don't want to start picking at that.
It's not my role.
Take it.
I'm a messenger.
A voice for the voiceless.
Exactly. And so I haven't had any complaints so far.
Talk me through this, Josh. If there was a teacher pulled one of the other parents aside to talk about their kid and the parent disagreed and a scuffle broke out.
Yeah, nothing to do with me. It's not on WhatsApp.
No, of course not.
Scuffle broke out.
Okay, it's
what,
Rose.
Physical scuffle broke
out. Just a little push and a shove and everyone goes, oh, calm down.
Handbags,
and
then, as they'd call
it. Handbags,
on
bit of handbags. Yeah, are they still allowed to say that? Probably not.
I don't know. They do, they used to say it on.
Clutch bags. And then that person got called into school to talk to the teacher and the head about it. Would you be there as a representative of that parent?
No, I'm not a legal representative of the parent, Rob. I wouldn't be sat there next to them like
I'd insist for the gossip. Do you know what I'd love more than anything, Josh, is to listen to other people's parents' evening of the kids in the class.
Oh, I wouldn't. I find mine boring enough.
No, but I'd pick the parents. I'd pick the kids. Maybe it's a reception, but I think as they go through it, there's always drama and gossip at school, and I'd love to hear.
I think ours are fine. Ours, I'll be honest with you, I enjoyed parents' evening, but we got 20 minutes. We were stringing it out to fill our 20.
Good feedback to the school, maybe?
Well, just...
as a class rep?
No, because other people might want the 20, but we were like...
Well, that's up to you to decide then, isn't it?
It's not up to me to decide.
Well, I think you should maybe put a little vote... You can do a little poll on the WhatsApp group.
No, I'm not going to put a poll on the WhatsApp group.
So any things you think Josh should send to the WhatsApp group about his class?
I'm not going to do that, no. I tell you the funniest thing about the parents' evening is we sit on tiny chairs because we're in the reception class.
Is that just you or all the parents?
Yeah, good one. I think I told you that last time.
You made the same joke.
And to be honest, it's an open goal. We've become two old people. Anyway,
I do actually remember doing that joke before last time.
Yeah, it was good. I look forward to the next parents' evening when we go through the same rigmarole. Are the chairs going to get bigger as I go up through the classes?
Not for you.
Hey.
What I'd say is, though, I think it's fine if we always make the same joke as long as we go, oh, we've done that again.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
It's worrying when we get to the point where we're like, fucking absolute zinger there, Rob. Well done.
Yeah.
Write in
if we've told any stories three times.
No,
let us
please
know.
don't, because I can't.
Oh, God, I can't bear that.
That'll get in my head. That'll be that. Oh, I can't deal with that kind of pressure, Josh.
Yeah. I've had a stressful week, Rob. It's been 40th week for Rose. It's gone off superbly without a hitch.
How are you feeling about turning 40? Did it help having a distraction of Rose's 40th? Because as we've discussed on this, you're not, I'd say, taken to it like a duck to water.
I'm feeling fine about turning 40. I think I was just stressed generally.
I've had 4 separate text messages about dates for your celebrations on 4 separate dates.
That doesn't sound like a man who's stressed about his 40th.
That sounds about it. So chilled out. I don't know when it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it in about half an hour if you want. I'm so bloody relaxed about it.
40, just a number to me.
But, just a number. So it's a date. Number. What's that? 1st of April, 8th of April? Who cares?
Exactly.
So in April, baby.
I am.
So it went well. Did it?
Yeah, it went well. It went very well. But I think I stressed myself out in the build up, Rob.
Do you?
I think there was a lot of internalised pressure on myself for it to go well. That I then, maybe in my head, didn't deal with the best.
You sent me some very panicked messages.
Yeah. I just felt like...
And you tried to rearrange our meeting about 5 times.
Yeah.
And then said it was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Eventually.
And yeah, it was
fine. You actually spent more time rearranging it than it would have taken to do the meeting.
Exactly. So I needed to get a lot of things sorted. And I was worried about it all going wrong. And then I was projecting that maybe into just... I was also working and doing lots of things. So it was an incredibly stressful week.
Yes, you had a lot of work on.
So
and
you're
also
in a last leg meeting, but also you're setting up a WhatsApp group to get people to send you funny pictures of Rose. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right, that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't actually now I've said it, doesn't sound that stressful at all.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say.
Yeah, that's
a bad example.
A
10-second job. Yeah, okay. Well, I've got other really stressful things happened.
Well, you know, I had to get a cake.
So you're in your own house on Zoom and you have to send a WhatsApp message. There's that.
Yeah.
And what are the other really big
getting
things?
Decorations. It's lots of decisions. Buying a cake.
To make the cake, buying the ingredients.
No.
No. So what happened with the cake?
I had to buy a cake. I then had to bring the cake back from the last leg in a car. And the guy was already annoyed with me because I was getting in the car late. And then I had to tell him, can you not go too fast over any speed bumps, which went down like a sack of shit.
Yeah, I can imagine trying to get a cake that someone's made for you into your show for Driven Cars an absolute fucking stress.
Oh, I'm sorry that you had a dog in your very expensive hotel room, Rob.
It weren't, mate. It was in Solihull. I wish it was expensive. It would be. I'm not trying to claim that I would definitely have gone to a posh one. If it was my tour, I would have been in the posh one.
a dog-friendly hotel in Solihull.
Oh, yeah, that's where all the stars stay. Yeah. Tom Cruise. I haven't got a dog, but I just love the dog-friendly hotels in Solihull. They're normally the best hotels. There was dog shit fucking everywhere out the front.
Oh, God.
I thought it's not that friendly, is it? Jesus Christ. So I think it's a bit too friendly. I think it could be a bit harsher. Sorry. No, I'm only joshing you, Josh. But the point was my own.
It felt very Josh 2022.
Exactly. What I'm saying, though, is, Josh, right, that all those things broken down when you've got a calm, clear head aren't that big a deal, but that doesn't matter if you are stressed and you suffer with getting stress and anxiety. The problem with stress and anxiety is any little thing can become a big problem, even if it actually isn't when you spell it out. But that doesn't matter if you're in the wrong mental state
when it's happening,
which happens to lots of people.
A lot of lists. But got through it in the week, and then it was worth it by the weekend. We went for dinner on Rose's birthday. Obviously, I had the last leg, which wasn't ideal.
you went out on the Thursday for dinner, then you went to last leg for her actual... What did she do on her actual birthday then?
Well, we had the morning. So I only go to last leg at kind of midday. So we had the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
In fact, our daughter stayed at home for an hour or two so she could enjoy the morning with us. And then I had to drive her to school late and realised that if you drive her to school after 10 a.m, there's roads open in the Hackney one-way system that aren't open before 10 a.m. And it means I can get to school in half the time, which was doubly galling. Doubly galling. So now I know every morning.
You know that you could go that way.
There is potential roads that are closed to me at rush hour. Why close them at rush hour?
Surely that's when you should open them.
There's more cars.
Oh, finally, Josh, you're getting on the anti-London road bandwagon. London is a fucking shithole. It's a cesspit of roads that are clogged up with traffic, bike lanes that are empty, and cameras filming everything you fucking
Josh. All right, Clarkson, calm down.
Oh, you les my cock. Fuck you.
You've lost me now, Rob. You've lost me. It was just the one road.
Do you know what? I may have lost you, but I think I've won over a few as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes it great about our partnership, Rob.
Exactly.
Stiff and loose necks. There's me, happy to be sat in the traffic, because I observe the rules, and you...
You're not happy.
No, I'm not happy, but I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm not happy, but I'm willing.
I'm willing.
But I'm coming out of it now. The last leg ends this week, and then I've got a lot more relaxed time for a good couple of months.
That's good.
Apart from the tour.
Apart from the tour. But that's not too... It's not too intense at all. The tour will be fun. It's only a couple of gigs.
Oh, exactly.
It's a week.
Be very fun.
It'd be great. But it went well, though, and it was all a success, and you enjoyed the party.
Oh, we had dinner on the... We had a lovely lunch on a boat. And then they went up and down the Regent's Canal, and then we had a party in the evening, and then we'd had a lovely morning, actually, on the actual birthday, Rob. I know it went well because I feel sad it's over.
Oh, that's nice in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you've got yours to look forward to.
I prefer other people's birthdays.
Here we go. Well, back to the problem.
Just can't enjoy life. Can't enjoy
it. No, it is a lot of pressure and stuff. But
do you prefer your birthday or Lou's birthday?
Oh, absolutely lose, but I don't really do birthdays because I can't, because it's 2nd of January. It doesn't really happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't really do anything. It just doesn't, yeah. It doesn't really exist for me, birthdays. But those people that
oh
be like...
Oh, God, the boy without a birthday. What a sad...
Well, no, but you never did anything. And even my mum used to forget it was my birthday.
We
spoke about the time she went out and bought me a whisk for my 14th, didn't we?
Yeah, we spoke
about that.
Well, someone will say we spoke about that 4 times.
Exactly.
We don't know anymore.
It was a soft peak for the show.
Really nice.
Thanks.
Really nice. We did that last time. It is weird heading into your 40s, Rob. It is an odd experience.
Well, I think I need to talk to you about your new smart clothes. You've sent me some photos of your new smart clothes. Are we going to put that on Instagram?
Yeah. I wore it on our Slack.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, of course, because I saw it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that again. Yes, you sent me photos of it. I think it's hard to be negative about your outfit, Josh.
But you're going to try?
No, but it's very smart. I think...
Too smart.
It's slight geography teacher vibes.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's a nice chinos, nice white shirt, nice dark jacket, nice sort of smart shoes. It's hard to complain about it, but you can't glow about it either.
What are you talking about? What? This is the new me, Rob.
I know, but I think you're still too young for that outfit.
Too young?
Yeah.
I'm 40.
Yeah, that's not that old, Josh. You're only just discovering who you are.
Yeah, this is me. I'm a geography teacher.
I don't think it is.
Rob.
I don't think you're a geography teacher.
I can be. This is me.
I know, that's the problem, but I don't think you want to be.
I'm wearing different things. Sometimes I'm smart. Sometimes I'm just wearing a Spotify hoodie around the house.
Yeah, I know, but so what? But like, do you think 40-year-old people should dress smarter then? Is that what you think?
No, but I want to have that in my arsenal, Rob.
Right, okay. Well, I think it looks quite geography teacher.
I like that.
But it's smart. It's kind of like, if you turned up at a christening,
I've never been to a christening.
There is a man. Do you know what I mean? That is a man there. There's just a man stood there. No, I just think you've got a bit more personality than that outfit suggests.
Oh, come on.
Because I think it's smart, but it's devoid of personality. It's just geography teacher.
Devoid of personality?
Yeah.
How dare you?
You're not, Josh.
What kind of personality am I normally showing in my clothes?
Just a bit like, you don't take yourself too serious. You're quite relaxed and chilled out. Where like... That's very official. Do you know what it looks like? It looks like a geography teacher has been made head of department.
Stop saying the word geography. I've just been made head of the parents' union or whatever it's called.
History teacher. You're a geography teacher. You know what you are? You're a very good geography teacher. The kids love you. You're a great guy. You get on with all the staff. You've been made head of the department and assistant head principal. And you're panicking that you don't feel like you look like you have the authority
to do that. The job you want.
Just a bit smart. It's just a bit smart. It's hard. I'd say it's hard to be negative about it.
You're very much trying. You've been going on for 5 minutes, being very negative.
As your friend, Josh, I feel like that outfit does not do you justice.
Oh, it does do me justice, I think.
You've got to big yourself up. You've got to back yourself, Josh.
What, by wearing a stripy T-shirt?
No, it doesn't always have to be. The options aren't stripy T-shirt or geography. Why don't you just go to a shop and just pick up on the energy and see what you're drawn to. No Rose there, no me, no kids from
school.
Oh,
you're not coming. I'm telling you that for free.
I'd love to get you dressed.
Yeah, it would be my worst nightmare. I like to wear socks.
Dungarees immediately. but it is very smart, but I think it lacks a little bit of zip, and you've got zip.
Well, maybe I should wear a bandana with it.
Sorry, zippy. That's you've got zip. No,
very good. Very good.
Maybe a bandana.
I'm not gonna dress smart all the time. I just like to have it in my locker, Rob.
Yeah, but you've got it in your locker. I tell you what, if anyone's got any substitute teacher work in East London, this guy can sling to your school after 10 in 10 minutes once them roads are opened. Any other news before we do a bit of correspondence?
No, because I've just been in the absolute heat of the of the 40th birthday, so I haven't really had a huge amount of news apart from being made class rep.
All right, to be fair though, Josh, quite a few compliments came in saying Josh looked very grown up and smart on the last leg in his new outfit.
Oh, really? Where did you get them?
That's from R. Hanson.
She didn't fucking watch.
That's just quite a few compliments. So fair enough. That's it's always good to, you know, that the older demographic get in touch as well. It's not just a millennial.
Quite a few faxes coming in saying
my pager's been popping off. Boomers are in touch. Let's get all this cleared up. Lots of people sent us a video of a man who pours hot water from a kettle on his frozen window of his car and it shatters.
However,
it is a side window, not the front windshield, so perhaps not treated and reinforced in the same way. But it did lead to this helpful tip, Josh, about frozen windscreens. Use hot/warm water into a plastic shopping bag and hold it like you just bought some fish. Go and rub it on your windows. It doesn't refreeze and clears the screen instantly rather than running out of water for the other windows and needing to go back in the house from JP.
That's pouring hot water in a plastic bag.
You fill up a plastic bag
with hot water.
Yeah.
And then you walk through your house from the sink with a bag of hot water. This has got disaster written all over
it. And then you hold it around the neck as if you're transporting a goose. And then you wipe the arse of the goose, the bottom of the bag, onto the
windows. So it's like a hot water bottle, basically.
Yes, that's thinner so that the heat gets through the bag and then it doesn't run out of water when you're in the windows and it won't crack the screen. It's a good shout.
I'm glad to be told that in March, so I look forward to trying that in nine months.
Your bloody joke, Josh. It was bloody snowing, wasn't it?
It was bloody snowing last week, yeah. But it was. I could have done with it then. Right. That is a good tip, though. I look forward to that.
Here we go. You know, I said Sky wouldn't pause on Bluey for a weird reason. Apparently, Skybox not pausing. A Skybox will stop active pause if your memory is full. If you have lots of recorded programs, it won't let you activate pause because it has no storage. So that might be the issue.
I've got a information portal. I've got a Sky question.
Yep.
I think it's series linking things that we're not watching.
AI have got into it. If you record something once, it will think you want that forever. And also stuff I've never linked.
It once. At one point, it did BBC Breakfast. Who the fuck is taping that?
I had the news. The news is on 5 times a day. Every time there was a news bulletin, the news got recorded.
Yeah. And
who's catching up on the news?
Individually.
That is the biggest box set of all time. Yeah. What are you watching? The news. That's the first episode of that. A child has been born in Bethlehem. That's when the news starts.
Can I just say, someone get in touch if there's a way of stopping your Skybox doing that.
Yeah, the linking. If anyone knows what that is, let us know.
Right. Shall we have some correspondi?
Yes, here we go. Kids saying the wrong thing. Just wanted to share my story of when my eldest was younger. My husband and I used to play innuendo bingo. And whenever our daughter would say something a bit tongue-in-cheek or a double entendre, we'd make a buzzer noise. That's quite fun.
Yeah, that's good.
The best one was when she asked to watch The Come Hungry Caterpillar. That can't be true. Lucy and our gorgeous girls Maisie and Mia, 3 and 8 months old. Do you want some more children saying cum? A friend of mine has a 3-year-old who can't say cucumber. Instead she says cum burger.
Yeah, that's good.
Kevin Armitage,
I'll have that. I'll
a
have
friend
that.
Of mine, not even his kid, put him on a watch list. Emailing podcasts about children saying cum. Not even got kids. Absolute animal. Hi guys, absolutely love the podcast. Hearing different parenting experiences definitely helps with the mum guilt. On the subject of kids saying things wrong, my son has started copying me when I tell our dog to stop barking. My go-to is, lady, enough. My 2-year-old then copies me by saying, lady, muff. Emily.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I buy that. The cum-hungry caterpillar.
Muff.
Yeah.
The fucking jizz-faced caterpillar. There's that just wading his fruit jizz with loads of little legs. There's jizz dripping off every little egg. Oh, kids say the funniest things. Okay. Hey, guys. Love the poddy. Talking of things kids say wrong, my sister, when she was younger, called scrambled egg crumbly egg. That seems more normal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Crumbly egg. Her elbow, arm knee for her elbow. Arm knee.
Yeah, that's good. That works.
And pins and needles, jiggling beans. Jiggling beans has continued in the household now, and we call pins and needles jiggling beans. Rosie. Now, Rosie, I'd like to say thank you for sending that in, and that's great, but I should have done that before all the cum stuff. That's on me editorially.
Yeah.
Because poor old Rosie's got this lovely little arm knee letter, crumbly egg, jiggly beans for pins and needles. Yeah. Fucking caterpillars covered in cum. Right, let's move on from kids saying the wrong things. The funniest things. Boomer. I'm taking the piss out of our own feature. Oh, kids saying funny things. It's literally what we're doing. Here we go. Boomer. Do you want a Boomer story?
Yeah, sorry. I just did the biggest yawn I've ever done in my life.
Oh, well, it's been a busy week. Okay, a little Boomer story. My dad, one of 17. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. It's a slaughter man. What's that? He's been doing that job since he left school at the age of 14. Fucking hell, he should have started in his house.
This is less of a Boomer story. Is this an email from a Victorian?
Well, he's 71 now and he's one of 17 children. Yeah. That shows you, doesn't it? You come from one of 17. What do you want to do? I want to start killing things.
How long... Surely there's a lot of twins and triplets and stuff going on to get the numbers up there, aren't there?
Well, Naomi Kearney, if you could let us know about the breakdown
what
of those 17.
What are the ages?
Yeah, well, she hasn't said, but we can get them to come in. This is a story of the way this man from 16 siblings that works in a slaughterhouse has parented, and I can't imagine it's going to be anything other than a Boomer story. So he's 71 now. Every other Saturday morning from the ages of 5 to 7, he would take me to his brother's butcher shop, where a local farmer would bring in 2 or 3 cows to be killed in the private abattoir out of the back.
Horror.
He would stab me in the corner of the abattoir.
What?
And tell me not to move whilst he killed the cows in my full view.
Oh my God, fucking Nora.
I feel bad if I have to do a podcast in front of my girls, in case I swear. To be fair, it would have been bad today, all that cum stuff.
Yeah, we should put a warning on that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not a fan of
warnings, we do warnings when we're about to talk about the Easter Bunny, but we don't do warnings when you're riffing for 5 minutes about a cum-hungry caterpillar.
Anyway, so he would basically kill the cows in my full view. If I didn't cry or make a fuss about the loud noises, I'll get sweets and a Beano from the corner shop. Oh my God, that is fucking awful.
My God, this is awful.
I actually feel like that should be passed on to the police.
Yeah.
I'm a stable adult now is beyond me. Love the poddy. Keep up the good service. Naomi, fucking hell. Well done, Naomi. Fucking hell, that is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want another Boomer story?
One last Boomer story to clear the palate.
I have a bit of a Boomer story. Do you know what? I don't read these before, so I get my real reaction, but sometimes that can be quite bleak.
Yeah.
Be weird to go. I've got a great one about an abattoir. Here we go. I have a bit of a Boomer story. I was at my year 9 disco, which finished at 9:30 p.m. My dad had forgotten I was at the disco and had gone for an early night, assuming I was already in bed. As the disco ended and everyone left, I was still standing there. The teachers began tidying up and still no dad. In the end, they called home. No answer. 20 minutes later, still no answer. Finally, the phone was answered and the situation explained. My dad had forgotten and was fast asleep. If that wasn't enough, he turned up at the school hall in his dressing gown and slippers. I can't imagine he's gone to bed. He's fallen asleep on the sofa, surely.
Yeah.
I started this episode saying I didn't know where my children were, but I think I'd know if they was at a school disco, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever get left anywhere?
Left anywhere? No, not that I can remember. I think you would remember that.
I remember walking home, because I was at sixth form in Exeter, so I used to have to get the bus and then get picked up from the bus stop, which was about 3 miles uphill. And because I didn't have a mobile phone, I remember getting an early bus and just phoning home and leaving an answer phone message saying I'm on this bus in the hope that they'd get it, and they didn't get it. And then it would be about a 2-hour walk.
Oh, that is
just
brutal.
Up a hill on the moorland. And every car that you heard coming, you'd think this is it.
Well, that's the thing. You just have to walk along a country lane. It's so dangerous, the countryside. And cars go... Why is it 60 miles an hour?
I know, it's mental.
It's so fast. And you're just on... You're not on a... There's no pavement.
No.
You just have to... Have you ever had to jump in a bush?
I've never had to jump in a bush. The thing you're meant to do when you're walking in a country lane...
Towards the traffic.
Is walk towards the traffic, which is obviously counterintuitive.
Oh, it's so petrifying, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, this was in the day before fucking iPods. This was in the day before iPods.
So you're just 2 hour walk in silence, hoping you're not run over.
2 hour walk in silence.
If you said to me now, Rob, you've got to walk for 2 hours on your own with no headphones,
phone.
I don't know what I'd do.
No, it just. What was I thinking? Like, what kind of thoughts are going through my head for those 2 hours?
What are you thinking about for 2 hours, Josh?
No wonder I'm so stressed now. I never have those 2 hours to relax in my own thoughts.
Are your own thoughts relaxing?
Yeah.
And is the rest of the world coming in on your phone that makes it unrelaxing? Or were you going over about a million things? But you was quite a happy child, weren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe that is the answer then. Your own thoughts.
Well, I think it is good to have time in your own head, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, why don't you get the train down to Exeter, that 2 hour walk?
Yeah.
We should do that as a special one day.
What? I'll do that walk.
But we do it together.
Okay, yeah.
Mic'd up. Right. And just see what you end up talking about after 2 hours.
More than happy to, Rob. More than happy to.
Slacking off comedians in about 15
minutes. Bobby Tracy, Tate or Vale. But. The thing is,
what was that name? Bobby Tracy.
Bobby
sounds
Tracy
like a drag queen.
BoveyTracey.
So Bobby Tracy is that where you get dropped off?
That's where the bus would drop us off.
By the arch with no walls, just an arch.
Yeah, that arch in the middle of Bobby Tracy. How quick are you at Googling?
Bobby Tracy to where you going?
Outside the spa. I don't know if the spa's still there.
So Bobby Tracy's spa. Here we go. It's the spa. Yep, it's still there, boy. So you get dropped off there.
Yeah.
And then where you going?
Oh, God, I love that spa. Fuck, I'd love to go there now.
It's a little bit of a metropolis, isn't it, Bobby Tracy?
It's got an Indian restaurant.
Oh, wow. And there's a place called Moreton Hampstead.
Moreton Hampstead, yeah. Moreton Hampstead, Bobby Tracy to Heytor Vale.
Heytor Vale. How do you spell that?
Haytor.
Yeah, Vale.
Yeah.
Right, and you're walking that.
Yeah.
It reckons it's an hour walk, mate.
It's not.
I don't know, to be fair, hour 22 on the way back, it reckons. And that is just on that road. That is petrifying, mate.
Just all the way up.
Did you ever stop in Yarna for a cup of tea at the Ullacombe Farm Cafe and Shop?
No, I didn't stop in Yarna at the Ullacombe Farm Cafe and Shop. No, God, it's weird hearing you say those words that, like, I haven't thought about
really?
Since I was a kid.
Well, yeah. Did your friends used to stay at the old Brambley Wood B&B or anything like that?
No, but you put Heytor Vale into Google and look at the fucking village I grew up in. It is exactly as you'd imagine it looks.
There is no pictures of houses. You know it's small.
Yeah.
You got a red phone box?
Yeah, someone blew that up once.
What?
They exploded a bomb and then the police closed the road for fear it was the IRA. Of course it's not the fucking IRA.
There is no... Mate, there's no buildings.
Yeah, here you go. Look, second row, the white cottages.
Oh, the white cottages. Oh, is that where you stayed? You lived?
No, we didn't live in those, but that's the Rock Inn. I worked in the Rock Inn in the woodshed. we've overrun. I'll tell you all about it in the next episode. We've got 10 minutes on Friday. I'll tell you all about Heytor Vale. How's that sound?
Okay, right. We should go. Oh, let's do that. Let's do a small business shout-out.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
You'll love these stories, Rob.
Okay, I'm looking forward to the Heytor Vale special.
Yeah.
Right, let me do a small business. Here we go. Hi, Rob and Josh. Love your podcast and can't wait to see you live in Birmingham. We would love a small business shout out, please. We are a small business based in Leicestershire/Northamptonshire who specialises in all event decor from kids' parties to weddings. Oh, you could use these, Josh, for your birthday. We started the business 2 years ago doing balloon displays and we are forever trying to grow our business by keeping up to date with all the new party trends such as party favour gift walls, flower hoops and personalised backdrops. And the business is Waltz Party Design on Instagram, Waltz Party Designs, or Waltz Party Designs on the internet, www.waltzpartydesigns.co.uk.
There we go.
Well, they look good. Some lovely balloon displays there, Josh.
Yeah, very nice. I would love it if you could do a small business shout out to my cousin Kitty. She started baking bread at 14 after dropping out of school due to her mental health. She's since set up her own bakery, written a cookbook, and recently started a business called Kitty's Kits, which is just add no water, no knead bread mix. Her Instagram is Kitty Tate Baker. Tate is T-A-I-T. And each kit sold helps pay for a free kit, which is given to schools, prisons, community groups, and so on. The link is in our bio, and you can order from all over the world. Plus, you can get a free pair of baguette earrings with them.
Ooh.
No one was expecting that. I've listened to your podcast since I was pregnant, and I've now got a five-month-year-old called Alina.
You did it.
No, they wrote it in.
Oh, banter. Oh, bit of fun.
Who I reckon I take to the park more than Josh takes his son, as she'll only walk. I'll only sleep on a walk. Oh, that is brutal. Thank you for this podcast. I love it, Rosanna.
She only sleeps on the water too, where she needs to move to. Bobby Tracy. Hate or Vale walk.
Yeah.
Is it a pretty walk?
Yeah, it's lovely. Because, well, it, bits and bobs of it are, yeah. Some
but
of it
you,
is
but you
just...
But you're on a road.
It's just
like
you're
a
on a road.
Path?
You know when you're... No, it's on a road.
And can you not some just climb over and walk through the fields?
Well, no. That would take longer.
Is it against the Green Cross Code?
No. That's trespassing.
Trespassing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not really. No, you're on a little bit of it.
I think if you walk through the fields, you've then got to climb. It's quicker not to walk through the fields.
But okay.
Pretty, but some of it's just, you know those country lanes where it's just lane and big hedge? So you're literally in a kind of tube.
Right, okay, fair enough. Well, we'll have more of that
next
week.
We'll talk more about it on Friday. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.